As many of you know, whenever I was a kid, I didn't like to come to Mass with my mom, even though she made us come. But I enjoyed certain things about Mass. I enjoyed certain songs that we sang. But there was one song that we sang whenever I was a kid at Mass that I just couldn't stand. It's a song that many of you know. Some of you might really like it. But it's called All Are Welcome. It goes, "All are welcome in this." Who knows that song? You've heard that song? All right, great, right? So I couldn't stand it. I thought the tune was completely corny. I didn't understand why we were singing it in church. And I was super happy at the end of 2020 because the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops came out with a document. And this new document they came out with had a list of songs that were banned from the Mass. And guess what song was on there? All Are Welcome. I knew there was something that I was in tune with the Lord, even when I wasn't a believer, about that song. But I do actually like some of the lyrics in that song. I like the fact that the song says, "All are welcome." Unfortunately, I don't think that those words are true in most of the Catholic churches across the United States of America. I don't think that all are welcome in our churches. There's one group of people that no matter where you're from, Louisiana or New York or Mississippi or California or Texas or Washington, there's one group of people that across the board, they most certainly are not always welcome in our churches. And that group of people is babies. Babies are not welcome at Mass, unless they're getting baptized. Whenever they get baptized, everybody's like, "Oh, how cute. Listen to the baby cry. The baby's getting baptized. That's so sweet." But let that same baby come back the next week and start crying. And what does everybody do? Everybody starts to kind of get a little squirmish. They give the stank eye to the mother or the father or the grandparents or whoever is holding that baby. And they look at that parent and they think to themselves, or they say something, "Don't you know there's a cry room in the back of the church? Don't you know you can go outside and bring the baby outside until the baby stops crying? Your baby is disturbing me from worshiping God. Don't you know the code to the Full of Grace Cafe? Can't you just go over there momentarily, and when your baby stops acting like a baby, bring your baby back in church? Your baby is not welcome here as long as your baby does what's proper to being a baby, which is to cry. Whenever your baby cries, I can't pay attention to the lector or to the deacon as they proclaim the word of God. Don't you understand that baby crying is messing up my experience of hearing the word of God? When your baby's crying, I can't hear Father Josh as he's preaching his homily. When your baby's crying, I can't pay attention to the music minister who's trying to lead us in song at worship. Whenever your baby's crying, I can't keep my attention on the Eucharist during the liturgy. Your baby is preventing me from being able to enjoy my experience of Mass, to get something out of Mass." But the thing is this, we don't come to Mass to get something out of Mass. Mass isn't about us, and we can't pick and choose who's going to join us when we come to worship God. At every single Mass, there are angels who we cannot see worshiping alongside us. There are saints. There are holy souls who are also here with us at every single Mass. There are some old people, some middle-aged people, some young people, and there are some babies. And we cannot discriminate against babies because they aren't acting like we are acting. Because guess what? The angels and the saints don't discriminate against us for not worshiping the way they worship. They allow us to come to Mass, so we should not prevent babies and their mothers and their fathers from worshiping alongside us. Whether they are silent and quiet, whether they are sleeping, or if they are screaming and crying, Mass is not about us. If we want to have some quiet time of prayer to receive God's word and to go deeper in the scriptures, then what we need to do is wake up an hour earlier at home. and read our Bible when everybody else is sleeping, or stay up an extra hour at night after everyone goes to bed, and that's where we get our alone, one-on-one, me and Jesus time. If we want quiet time before the Lord and the Eucharist, then we need to go to our adoration chapel. It's 24/7 perpetual adoration. Jesus Christ is available and waiting for us to come and sit in His presence in silence. If we want some beautiful, alone time with God, then we can get our rosary beads and go for a walk in our neighborhood by ourselves with Our Lady as we meditate on the life of Christ. But Mass is not a personal prayer. Mass is a public prayer. It's a communal time of worship. And communal prayer is not about me. I don't get to pick and choose how I'm able to enter into worship of God. I join the community and I worship with the community as the community brings all their gifts. It's about what I'm giving to God, not what I'm getting out of it. We don't come to Mass to get anything out of it. We come to Mass to give to God that which belongs to God, which is worship of God with everyone in the community. Everybody. Everybody's important here. Imagine 2,000 years ago when the Magi were invited by the Lord, inspired by the Spirit of God, to follow the star to Bethlehem. And they found baby Jesus with his mother Mary and his father Joseph. And they came to bring Jesus gifts. They didn't go to get something from him. They went to give him something. And when they went into the cave, I'm pretty sure, because God became flesh, and God became flesh not as a 33-year-old man or a 25-year-old or a 12-year-old. God became flesh and entered this world as a newborn baby. As a newborn baby, when the Magi encountered God, the baby God in Jesus Christ, I'm pretty sure Jesus Christ was, get this, crying. And as he was crying, could you imagine if the Magi would have walked up to Mary and Joseph and said, "Hey, Mary and Joseph, do you mind putting Jesus in the cry room really quick until he calms down? Just Mary, take him outside of the cave. It's echoing in here, and it's pretty hard for us to focus on getting something out of this experience. We came a long way for this encounter, and Jesus is disturbing us with his screams." He didn't come out the womb singing hallelujah. He came out the womb crying like a newborn baby. And they received Jesus as he was. They received the body of Christ as he was presented to them, which was crying. And they went to him and they presented to him gifts that they brought to him. For them, for the Magi, it was all about going to God to give God something, not to get something out of it. Now, did they in fact receive when they went to give? Did they get something out of the encounter? Yes, certainly they did. But that was not their intention. It wasn't about them. It was all about Him. It was all about Jesus. It was all about God. It was all about the Lord. They recognize that truth. And when we come to Mass, it's also not about us. Coming here on Sundays or during the week to get something out of it, it's about us coming to imitate the Magi, to give God something, that which is due to Him, which is worship. And any time we make a mother or a father or a grandparent or godparent or whoever it is that's holding that baby feel uncomfortable, anytime we give them the stank eye or we make noises under our breath for them to get the idea that it's time for them to stand up and walk out, we're doing that to Jesus. In Matthew 25, remember, it's one of my favorite passages. It was Mother Teresa's favorite passage as well. Jesus Christ is speaking about heaven and about hell. And he says, the reason why you're coming to heaven is because you did it to me. You fed me when I was hungry. He identifies himself with the poor. You gave me clothes whenever I was naked. You visited me whenever I was in prison. You welcomed me whenever I was a stranger. You visited me and took care of me whenever I was sick. He's talking not only about the poor, he's talking about babies. Babies are in a crib. Cribs have what? Bars. That means the baby's in jail. When we visit that baby, we're visiting Jesus. Babies are naked when they come in the world. Mamas and daddies put diapers and clothes on their baby. Babies can't feed other people, but they need to be fed. Babies get sick. They get taken care of. When a baby comes in the world, they are a stranger to this world, and we welcome them. That's Jesus, the body of Christ, right here in our midst. And especially after baptism, the baby is the most perfect image of Jesus Christ in this church. And here, the body of Christ comes into this church, comes into our presence, and starts screaming and crying. And we say, you're not welcome here, Jesus. I don't want you here, Jesus, until you behave the way I want you to behave. So you go out, Jesus, body of Jesus Christ. Leave this church now. Whenever we die and we get to the pearly gate, God's going to say to us, you know what? Just like you kicked me out of my church on earth, you're not welcome here right now. Like, you need to do some time in purgatory. You need to go to the cry room. Purgatory is the cry room. Go to the cry room and cry it out. Get it out your system. Because guess what? Whenever I was in church with you, you made me feel unwelcome. You did it to me, the body of Christ, and the baby, who is just as much a necessary member of this community as everybody else. Mother Teresa had her favorite five words, you did it to me. Here are my five words for all of us to reflect upon for this new year, for 2021. There's this new thing, it's like the past 3 years, everybody's doing the word of the year. Have you heard about that? Like, what's your word or whatever? What's your success? Whatever. Like, health. No more coronavirus, whatever. Quarantine was my word. It was great. I did 2 weeks of quarantine, 14 days. I didn't have the coronavirus. Thank y'all for your prayers. I was negative, but I was exposed to it, so I got to quarantine for 14 days. I prayed for y'all and fasted for y'all for 14 days. So if y'all ain't holy by now, there ain't no hope for this community. My goodness. But the five words for 2021, who needs one? We can have five, right? The five words for 2021 for Holy Rosary is this. Mass is not about me. Mass is not about me. I'll give you 10 words, five more words. Mass is about worshiping God. That's why we come here. We don't come here for the insights. We don't come here for the experience. We don't come here for rest. We don't come here to feel good about ourselves. We don't come here so that we can make sure we heard the message. If you want to make sure you hear the message, go on our website and listen to the homily tomorrow. If you want to get rest, go on a retreat with Wendy in our retreat center, or go to Adoration with the Lord. If you want to get something out of the Word of God and perceive it, go spend that extra 30 minutes to an hour with God in your prayer space at home. When we come to Mass, we come to worship God, period. Not according to our standards, not the way we want to worship God, but we just come to worship God in the context of the entire community here in Santama at Holy Rosary. If we can remember these words that Mass is not about me and Mass is about worshiping God on earth, then we can persevere in coming to Mass to worship God, not to get something out of it, but to give God our sacrifices, to present to God our gifts in worship. And if we can persevere in not only coming to worship God on God's terms and God's entire community on heaven and on earth, angels, saints, and human beings, then we can persevere and experience the greatest gift, which is to join those angels and to join those saints and worship God forever in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity.